Okay, so now let's move on. Apart from the advisory board, one other thing we also want to talk about is the fact that the ministry cannot do its job alone. It has to be helped by some relevant institutions or bodies. We call them agencies. Now, under any critical examination condition or situation, you can have a question asking about some of the agencies under the Ministry of Education. Now, what are some of the agencies? So, now here, what you need to know is that, one, the ministry has a lot of agencies and affiliates under it. Another thing you need to know also is that these agencies have their specific roles or responsibilities, or you can call them functions, that they play to support the ministry to perform its function well. Now, to know all of these, you have to do further reading, as we have already or always been saying. So quickly, let me run by you some of the agencies. So if you have a pen and a paper with you, you can be noting some of them down. But we will also upload a document here that will capture all of them for your further perusal. So what are some of the agencies? The Ghana Education Service, obviously. So the common ones, you have to know them offhand. GES, NACA, NTC, TANSEA. These are common ones we know. We have been hearing of them all the time. So you cannot possibly forget about these common ones. Ghana Education Service, obviously. The National Council for Curriculum and Assessment, NACA. NTC, conspicuously showing its head. NASIA, the National Schools Inspectorate Authority. And then let's talk about some of some of the ones we are not too familiar with. GTEC. But even with GTEC, we should become familiar with GTEC. The Ghana Tertiary Education Commission is there. And then there's the Commission for Technical and Vocational Educational and Training, CTVET. SENDLOS, this is one of the new agencies, the Center for National Distance Learning and Open Schooling. There's CEA, Complementary Education Agency. Now, this agency is to take care of non-formal education, students or learners or pupils who were unfortunate, who couldn't have the privilege of having Western formal education. They are not in school. So they run these non-formal education for them, and as and when they become competent, they are accepted into the mainstream education. So that's complementary education. Look at the term, complementary education agency. So somewhere you'll be seeing complementary basic education. That is the agency. That is one of the institutions. Okay, the National Service Secretariat. They are also an agency under the Ministry of Education. Student Loan Trust Fund, SLTF. And then there's a Ghana Book Development Council. There's a popular one here, Ghana Library Authority. There's a Ghana Academy of Arts and Sciences. There's a Scholarship Secretariat. Yes, they are also part of the agencies under the ministry. There's the Ghana Education Trust Fund, the GET Fund. GET Fund is also one of the agencies under the Ministry of Education. There's a West African Examination Council. Oh, our very own WAEC, they are also here. You can also talk of UNESCO. UNESCO, Ghana Commission for UNESCO. Yes, they are also there. They are also there. So, roughly, these are 17 of the agencies that are captured on the Ministry of Education's website as agencies that they work with.